Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Fruit Loop. Is this an official meeting, or are we here for pleasure purposes? Or we can't actually say that because that might actually go out all the wrong way again. We've got the big,
We
we've
are
got.
here for crème brûlée. We are here to enjoy dessert. I don't know if that's better.
You know, we have a reader scribe who is very much anti me. Yeah, so anything you say will be held against me. Yeah.
And then a lot of gossip happening in the boutique.
Yeah. We have to investigate that. Anyway, so okay, so why am I here? Why am I here?
Okay, so you are here while we wait to see if Sarah is going to join us. But we are going to talk a little bit about how to solve problems.
Of which I have no experience.
It depends on the problem, I think. So this morning, I learned from someone very intelligent that if you have a problem, you should have a solution as well.
Yes, I remember that conversation. And the problem
Yes.
was that he had the solutions as well, but he thought about them. Yeah.
Yes.
And the question is, I don't think in this evening's crème brûlée I have much thinking and reflecting time. I have to give
think
an
on your feet.
Which are still without socks. Yeah. So, okay.
For now.
For now. Okay. Maybe this is the problem.
Maybe.
Okay. So what are you going to? Well, this is actually all very unfair and one-sided because
Why?
I am, well, because I can't actually give you a problem to solve. I am really, I yes, you just shrug your shoulders and you know say
you can throw my questions back at me.
We'll have to depend. We'll have to see about that.
I don't have any answers prepared, so I'll wing it.
You
just like you.
You weren't listening to our VIP guest this morning, yeah?
No,
Okay.
not.
No, not, no.
You have to be prepared. Preparation is better, but I heard that. I didn't prepare answers. I prepared questions.
But of course, in any conversation, he or she who has the question drives the conversation. Okay, right. Okay. Fruit Loop, as ever, I'm going to put my life in your hands.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Hit me with the questions.
Okay, so I'm going to start with some deep questions first, or some serious questions. So the first one, what is one problem you wish you could solve in your community?
Which community are we talking about? In which capacity am I answering this?
That's a good question.
No, I just threw back the problem. There you go. Your questions are not precise enough, Madam Thrudin.
It's not precise enough. Yes, I agree.
So
It can
there
go
is a
two
problem.
ways. Okay, let's talk about your real life community where you live, not where you are the mayor.
Okay, so this little tiny village of 700 odd people, the one, and it's the village problem, or is it a problem that extends into the household here, or what lines, what red lines are you drawing for me to operate within? Again, your precision leaves a lot to be desired.
Let's keep it out of the household.
Good
Something
answer.
Outside that
Very, very
bothers
good.
you.
Very good answer. Okay, something that bothers me is actually, it is a serious problem. I don't really want to harp on about it. I'll keep it short. Monday was the third anniversary of my wife's life-changing accident. And 3 years later, we still have kids on high testosterone levels charging around the village, especially past our house, on their motorbikes or motor scooters or whatever it is, making a lot of noise, basically not obeying any traffic rules, letting their hormones let rip with them as they are normal at that age. But the serious problem is that there is a psychological barrier, and it hurts not only my wife, but also me. Not as much, but in 3 years, basically nothing has changed. That is a real serious problem in this village, in this community. Otherwise, I'm actually not really integrated into this place. On the other side of the road, about 50 meters up, there was a digger there all of a sudden, and they started ripping out all the greenery there, and something is happening on that plot of land, and I have no idea what it is. And we're not many people here. Yeah. So
Yes.
somebody is doing something opposite our back door, and I have no idea what it is. So that has become a problem too. Very serious. Is Donald Trump building a Trump Tower there? Yeah.
I doubt it. Well, if it was in my town, I would say, they're probably building some more townhouses.
Yeah, well that could be a townhouse, yeah. But the problem is that the elderflower bush got ripped out, and so our
Yes.
supply of elderflowers for spring has gone. Some of the blackberries have bitten the dust. So
Yes.
free food and drink has been ripped from our reach. Yeah.
Yes.
Now we have to walk further to get free food. That is a problem.
That is a problem. But you'll earn it. You'll earn it in your own way.
What are you trying to say here?
You'll work for it.
I'll work
So
for it.
it's free, but you have to put in the effort to get it for free.
I have to take 3 steps further down the road. Yes, I know. That's a huge effort. That is also a problem. You see, you're very psychologically in tune. Yeah, you are revealing more problems in my psyche. Yeah, I'm looking for the couch.
No, I left my notebook.
You left your note. Okay. Since I am allowed to, since you so kindly extended the courtesy to me that I can throw the question back to you,
Yes.
maybe in your case, keep the answer short.
Okay. Okay. Noted.
So what sort of dire problems or problems are you observing in your community, 9,000 kilometers due south of here?
I don't think it's really problems. But one of them is driving. Not myself, but other drivers on the road, other cars,
You are sure of
people in
this, yeah?
cars. Yes, I'm sure of it because I complain a lot when I drive. Because we have a new mall and this mall is kind of on a corner. And around the mall, there's five, we call them circles, traffic circles, roundabouts.
Roundabouts, yes.
Yes. So there's five. So there's a small bridge. You go over the bridge, there's the first circle. You pass that circle, then you get the next circle. Then I have to turn. Then there's humongous speed bumps on both sides. Then you get the next circle, and then there's another circle.
Is there
Then
any?
there's one when you turn into the mall, there's another circle. And these roundabouts have two lanes. So you have two lanes going out and two lanes coming in, all of them. But You'll get a dear old lady who would be driving in the inner circle, and she goes outside. She has to turn out of the circle, or you get someone on the outside, and then they want to go around the circle or around the roundabout. That's a mess. They don't know how to do it. And apart from that, Fridays and Saturdays are the worst. On Mondays, when I take my son to school, I like to play a little game to see how many of these roundabouts have been gone straight through.
Really?
Yes. I like to look at like this little the word completely slipped my mind.
This is how traumatic this experience is,
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So there's traffic signs to warn people that there's a roundabout,
Totally unimportant decoration on a street, basically, yeah.
and they just drive straight to it, take it out.
Okay. All right. Well, your problem has raised another problem for me. I seriously need to speak with your husband. I mean, this is becoming almost critical
Why?
because the next time you two drive somewhere, I would like you to drive and him to video you driving. And I'm not interested in the driving. I just want to know how you complain.
There's some swearing, there's some hands going, like, what are you doing?
Not on the steering wheel.
No, not
Okay, so given the fact that I do actually want to head south early next year, I think I'm veering more to this is a serious problem now, because if we drive somewhere together, then you'll be complaining and your hands will not be on the steering wheel, so I could actually risk my life. On the other hand, I could hire a car and drive, albeit on the left-hand side of the road, not on the right-hand side, but I'm used to that. But I could find all these old biddies ignoring the multitude of circles or roundabouts.
Yes.
And I suppose I could add confusion that I would concentrate, but my concentration would wane and I would actually start driving on the wrong side of the road. And then you'd have the old biddies and me. I'm not the youngest spring chicken around anymore. And the local newspaper would have this fantastic story: stupid tourist kills local biddy
Wow.
because one wasn't paying attention and the other one was just crazy. Yeah. Okay. So,
Maybe lost.
do I really want to visit you? I mean, this is, I mean, will I come out
I,
alive?
yes, you will. I've made it this far. No, you'll be fine. I do know how to stay calm as well. If I'm actually on time and I'm leaving earlier, then I just wave at them, or I just show them you suck, and then I carry on with my day. But if I'm late, then I get a little bit frustrated.
Extend some courtesy greetings to your husband.
I will, thank you.
I would love to have the opportunity. I won't put it into the boutique. I will not tell anybody in the community about it, how Fruit Loop loses her nerve because something's gone wrong on roundabout number 3 of 5.
If they listen to the recording, they'll know anyways.
Okay. So that was your serious question, yeah?
That was one of the serious questions, yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm kind of curious what comes next because it's only going to get more Fruit Loopy.
Yes. Okay, so let's do this one. It says, if you could solve the problem of always losing socks, how would you do it?
Ah. I do not actually know how to answer this question because basically, from about June to September, it has to be really bad for me to wear socks.
Yes.
So, for about 4 months of the year, this problem does not arise.
Yes.
For the remaining time of the year, it is divided into two parts when my wife is here and when she is not here. Now, when she is here, I've got to be careful what I say, ghosts can hear. She uses the washing machine quite extensively
Okay.
to the wonderment of other occupants of this household, including four cats. And my wife, being of the most precise nature, scary, socks do not disappear. They would be afraid to disappear from my wife.
Okay.
For the time she is not here, which is probably about 50% of the time, I am, and I've already got 8 months of this. For some reason, I am meticulous about putting an even number of socks into the washing machine and taking exact same amount out of the washing machine some 2 hours later. So I do not actually understand your problem. It is beyond my comprehension.
Do you
Sorry.
count the socks? Do you lose socks? Have you ever lost a sock?
Not knowingly, no.
You have one sock that doesn't have a friend? What do you do with him?
Well, I suppose well, no, the only thing is that maybe the rogue sock will have gotten caught in the dirty washing and somehow had managed to escape being grabbed by me and brutally thrown into the drum. So, the only time I will count an odd number of socks, and then I will go on a hunt, and then I will usually find that it is me who is at fault, and I will see the dirty sock cowering in the corner of the drum of the washing tin, and saying, "Well, I'll go in next time." Yeah, so they don't actually disappear; they just hide, and are afraid. You know, socks lead a very traumatic life in our household. Yeah, they're either terrified by my wife, or somehow I scare them as well, and they don't want to get washed. Yeah, but
Okay.
basically, it's like Noah's Ark: two in, two out. Yeah. Now I know that you and I have discussed this extensively, and that this is a serious problem. Added to which that your socks somehow turn into Tupperware lids. Yeah.
And I send you
Yes.
the because I have a heap of socks at the moment. We are moving out of winter and wearing socks. Me, my husband, my son wearing socks every day, wearing socks at night to bed. I have a heap of socks, but they don't have friends anymore. And no matter where I search, what I do, I cannot find them. So they can't be sucked into the washing machine. I know for a fact the dog didn't take them because then I would see them on the grass outside. They are not stuck in the laundry basket or anywhere else. They aren't under the beds.
And I do remember a couple of weeks ago, you you raided your son's toy box
Oh,
to give it,
yes, I
and they
did.
knew.
And then I found two friends.
You found two friends, yeah. And your son knew nothing about them, no?
No, it was he doesn't know how they ended up in there.
Of course not. Of course
Yes.
not. Yeah. Yeah, I mean this excuse me. This is indeed a mystery that I have actually sort of been, it's on the back burner. I mean, I have a lot of things on the back of my head, which is probably why I never get anything done. But I do find it rather interesting how you can somehow miraculously have socks that just walk off in protest, yeah, for whatever reason.
I don't know why.
Maybe you should do I don't, maybe you should do just a pure sock wash.
I
Just
can do
put
that.
nothing else in the machine except for socks. Count them, put them on the shortest wash possible, and then see what happens. You might want to
Okay.
video, you might want to video this for documentation, put it on YouTube. Fruit Loop's going to wash everybody's in her family's socks, and we have let's say 3 people times 5 days, 15 pairs of socks. So there should be 30 individual socks being gently and delicately and lovingly placed into the drum. And at the end of the washing cycle, there should be 30 socks leaping with joy into your arms, ready to be hung up and to give a nice airing and drying.
Yes.
It is really quite simple.
It sounds simple, yes. Okay, here comes Sarah. So my husband actually has this idea that obviously when you do the washing, you throw in the two socks that are friends, and when you hang them outside, you make sure you hang the two together, otherwise one will go missing. And I never do that. I just grab socks and hang them. I never
Oh,
hang the friends together.
I suppose what you could do is you could staple the socks together,
No.
or maybe get a some a needle and some thread, and
Yes.
sort of tie a little loop together so that they cannot separate. I mean, that would be, till death do us part. I mean, it's, you do your wedding vows. I mean, the socks, why shouldn't the socks do the same? And you symbolically, you have symbols of marriage. So why not have friendship symbols for socks, and you sort of unite them lovingly? And it might hurt a little bit, but that's love. It's painful. So you could do that. I'm
Okay,
just trying to, I'm just
I'll
trying,
consider
I'm just trying to help you here. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm painting a wonderful picture here. Could it be that there is a link between your temper when you
No.
drive through the roundabouts and your temper when you look for lost souls and socks which have not?
No.
So you are not.
Aggressive? No.
No, you're not aggressive. Well, you are, at least the way I know you, but of course it could be different. But you are not agitated,
Yes.
verbally agitated when you empty the washing machine to find that some friends have gone off. You just,
No.
you take it your stoic self. You just resign to the fact that I have to
It
go.
will return as a Tupperware
Okay, and then you have to go to the shopping mall. I mean, look at it. I mean, it's a mess, isn't it? You have to buy some shops socks, so you have to go through the five roundabouts to the shopping mall. Make sure there's no foreigner driving on the wrong side of the road, killing an old biddy who's driving too slowly in the wrong lane, and at the same time you're getting fresh socks because your other ones have eloped. I mean, what a nightmare. You wouldn't
It
mind.
depends on my mood. Sometimes I will wear two socks that not even matching.
But you
Nobody can see
chastise
them anyway.
your son when he does that. What kind of mother are you, young lady?
Nobody can see it. Well, he wore his flip-flops to the mall, two different ones and two different Crocs. The socks, nobody can see my socks. So it's fine.
There lies a challenge.
Good evening, Sarah. How are you today?
And
Sarah,
hello,
can
good
you hear me?
evening. I'm very well.
Hello.
How are you? What are you?
I'm also very well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are discussing how to solve some problems. So we did two questions while we waited for you. How was your day? Are you okay?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions to solve some problems. I'm not going to repeat the ones that Frank and I just spoke about. I'm going to start with a fresh question. If you could solve one global issue, which would it be and why? Now, any global issue, which would it be and why?
Oh. There's a lot of global issues.
Yes.
Will, if I have like a choose one. I know it's not gonna be ever to solve. No one can solve this problem, but people stop putting their interest as a priority before others. Not necessarily other interests, but for like the general benefits, like general benefits first, then our interests. The world will be like much better.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, there's so many global issues, and then you focus on something that is like based on people themselves. What
Maybe
about
most of the
the
global issues.
wars, global warming,
Yeah,
anything like
since
that?
this all is because people are thinking about themselves and their interests and their countries more than the others. So if no one care about, they put like humanity in the first, so there will be no wars. If they are not caring to be like rich and like taking more and more resources and money, so there will be no more wars, or even the weather will be better because no one changing the entire world. So I believe it's like this the foundation of all the global problem.
Wow. Okay.
There is a lot of wisdom in that.
Yes, I agree.
There is a fantastic amount of wisdom in that. And I think if we just had that attitude with maybe 5 or 10 people on this planet, that would solve a whole lot of issues.
Yes.
Bravo.
Yes. Okay, that is amazing.
That's why I like hanging out with young people. They're much more intelligent.
Mr. Mayor, do you think you can beat that
No.
answer? Me neither.
I'm not even going to try because that really hits hits to the core of this, and we don't have to name any people, we don't have to name any situations, we
Yes.
just have to read the newspapers or watch the news or
Yes.
and I don't mean when I read when I mean news, I mean at least from my perspective, reputable news agencies and channels, not the stuff that floats around on social media.
Yes.
But if you were just, it is really easy to do this, but so difficult at the same time, because you just have to basically say, well, oh, there are other things which are more important. Other lives are more important, not my ambitions, not my ego, but other lives. The welfare of my country is at stake, and I'm either elected or somehow managed to get into power. That I should that's what is my job, yeah, to look after the interests of my country. But people somehow power is very corruptive, yeah.
Yes.
That is the core. It's so much the own interests. It's the seduction of power. And if you took that away, or made it less appealing, then you might get closer. But there is, until now, no solution to that. But Sarah, hat off. That is a deceptively simple answer.
Yes. It's a simple answer, but it has a very deep meaning. Yes.
But where is all this like fun question?
Do you want to do the fun questions?
Well, this is a really big question.
Well,
Yeah,
Sarah,
so I
why don't we go straight to the crazy questions? Because there's a category here. Serious, we've just had all the serious questions. Then
Yes.
there's fun questions, and then there's crazy questions. I mean, why don't we just jump straight to the end of the queue?
Okay, let's keep the seriousness. I'm good with that. Okay.
Dear listener, those eyes were going back and forth. The brain cogs were clicking violently. Fruit Loop is in
I
her Fruit Loop is in her element. Yes.
Okay. So, would you rather fix a bad hair day or a bad weather day? Okay. So, remember, not everyone's bad hair day is the same as somebody else's. And weather, it's also different from person to person. And this is just a fun question. Okay. So, would
For
you rather
me,
fix. Yes,
yeah,
Sarah?
I will choose hair day.
Okay, so how would you fix?
Most of our weather is not that good. I will not say bad, I will not complain, but it's not that. So I will choose my own interest in this case, and it's my hair.
Okay, so how would you fix a bad hair day?
Shall I leave the room and let you two women continue
No,
talking?
you are next.
If I can use magic, I will not do anything to my hair, but I may use this magic to let others see my hair looking good.
Wow.
So, yes.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you want to change the weather? Even though the weather is not your favorite, why don't you want to change the weather?
Yeah, because it's not like matter of day, it's months. So we can't change all the months. So like we can count in our finger the like beautiful weather days that we had like last year. And we are now in summer, so we are willing to have more in maybe next few months. But I know it will be like we can't count it. It's not a lot.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay, Mr. Mayor, do you have your story ready?
I am writing as I listen.
Yes.
So, last week I went to my coiffeurs, as we say here, a bit of a strange person in the next village. And I told her that I do not want to have my hair cut. I just want to have it put into shape because I want to grow it a little bit longer. Interesting enough, when you sent some pictures through about the mayor for our meeting, the hair did not come back as long as I had anticipated. So you could interpret one or two things in this, but maybe not. But I don't actually know. Well, no, I lie. I did not know what a bad hair day is on myself until I think it was yesterday when I was watching the video of we had made of a client, and my sort of my headphones had slipped a little bit, and my hair was sort of all over the place. And I thought, oops, you will see the video if you watch that video. I thought, oops, maybe there is something now that I have to watch out for, and maybe I am having a bad hair day if my longer hair goes all over the place. Yeah, and I do not look Maorial anymore. I just look like a weirdo, which basically confirms my status. The second reason why I would focus on a bad hair day is because thanks to you, Fruit Loop, I can basically put the hands of weather into your water and sanitation minister, and if it's a little dry, I could send her a text and say, "Could you do a little rain dance, please, so that we
Dear.
have some water?" And I'm sure, I think the Aztecs in Mexico, I think they have something similar. I could send a text to the president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and I could say, "Look, can you drum up some people, some descendants from the Aztecs and maybe from the Mayas. I'd have to go further south, because it's a bit cold and it's a little bit wet. And the sanitation minister in South Africa, she's done a really great job, but can we have some sun, please? And can you get these people to do a little sun dance?" So if I have a good network of people who know how to communicate with the gods of nature, then I can focus completely on
Your hair.
my hairstyle. I think that would be fantastic. It's not what you know, it's who you know, you see. So,
Yes, yes.
you could do this, yeah.
Yes.
But of course you don't have bad hair days, do you?
I do. This morning it was bad.
Really?
Yes. It looked the same, but I had to fix it about two or three times today. I don't know, it was very flat on the top and behind it was all bushy and I don't know what happened.
We shall not inquire.
No. It's a bit better now, but this morning it was a disaster.
You're not wearing a scarf, a
No, I'm
necktie.
not. No.
It must be really warm for you, so you don't have a cold neck.
No. And I'm not cold.
But there is. Sorry to digress, Sarah, here, but I have seen photos of you 5 or 6 years younger, and you had a completely different hairstyle, and it looks like really fantastic. And I'm asking myself, how did she do this when you sort of had this shorter hair
Oh, yes.
just covering your ears, and it sort of looks like a I mean, did you use a tin of hairspray every morning, or what?
No, No, that was hard work. That was wash your hair and blow dry it every single day hairstyle.
You had time for that?
I had to make time. That was hard work.
So a bad hair day in those days was when it didn't wash and dry as you wanted it to, when it fought back, yeah?
Yes, when it fought back.
What were the complaints? I'll be sort of in the complaining league here between roundabout socks going missing and the hair not doing as it's supposed to. What were the complaint levels like then?
Quite high.
Okay.
And it was too short to tie it, so I had to try and fix it somehow. And that took some extra effort.
Wow. But
Yes.
I saw a compliment that style
Thank you.
really suited you. I thought, wow,
Thank you.
that looks really good.
Thank you. So I had long hair. My hair was, well, if I like where my belt would be, my hair reached my belt of my pants. Then during COVID, I cut my hair off onto my shoulders, and the part that I cut off, I donated to cancer to make wigs. Because my one grandmother passed away, she had cancer, and the other grandmother, she's still alive, but she also has cancer. So that's why I did it. And then I found a young hairdresser. She was pregnant at the time, and she needed to make some money during COVID for
Fair enough.
the coming baby. So I went to her, and she would cut my hair, and she showed me how to dry it, and that's when I cut it very short. And I did my hair with her for a few years, 2 or 3 years after that. But then she moved away. So now I do it with somebody else. But I miss the long hair, so I decided to grow the long hair back. It took some time, and it's not that long yet, but it's getting there.
I mean, I'm always amazed. I mean, looking at that length, it's just down to your shoulders now. Washing it and drying it.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, you have the experience. I mean, I'm still growing it to that. So we'll compare notes when my hair's that long. We'll compare notes. Yeah.
Okay.
You teach you. You give me ideas how to do this. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'll think.
Zara, do you have any hair tips?
Oh, one like important, if you're gonna brush your hair, brush it before it's a dryer. Because if you dry, it's dry and you brush it, it will be look like a layer all above
Yes.
your hair.
And a
And
conditioner,
it
you
couldn't be fixed. Yes, you can't fix it actually. You need to rewash it again.
Yes.
may I ask a possibly sensitive question, Sarah, and I'll leave it up to you whether you wish to answer it or not. Hair in Arabian cultures has different symbolism. Why is that?
Like it's like the how the hair is stronger or the color of it.
No, the fact is that hair is only
Ah, for
shown
women.
hair is only
Yes.
shown to family members and not to outsiders. So
So it's not,
I'm
yeah.
coming to you from this from a complete ignorant perspective, but why is that?
Yeah, so it's not actually the hair. So back step, it's the hijab. So there is a level of wearing hijab. So the hijab, it's like wearing a modest clothes and not showing things that are beautiful on women. So you will find that like different from woman to other, depending on the level how they believe on it or not. So you will see like the women who's like covering even their face. Some of them now maybe wearing like a mask, the other wearing full hijab. So other, maybe you can see it actually. They are like showing the like their hair until the middle, and they're wearing hijab.
Yes.
And you will find other women actually wearing makeup, and the other is not. So it's not the hair itself; it's the
Okay.
level that we are, yes, that we want to show or not show.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I misinterpreted it because I thought I could not understand why. I can, but I could not really understand
Yes.
why hair was perceived as being an object or a part of incredible beauty. Yes, I mean a nice hairstyle is beautiful to look at. Yeah. So I couldn't really sort of understand it, but thank you for clarifying that. I'm now a little bit
Yeah,
wiser.
sure.
Okay, but I also agree with Sarah. You have to brush your hair before you dry to avoid the tangles.
Well, I do that, but I let it God, aren't we such fantastic? We're talking about hairdos now, yeah. The
It's
mayor
supposed
is
to solve problems.
talking with two women about hairstyles and hairdos. I mean, what do not put a rumor.
No, I won't.
So Oh, this is so funny. So I wash my hair every 2 days. No, I rinse it every day. I comb it or I brush it, but I don't dry it. I let it dry naturally in the air. Now,
Yes.
is that good practice or bad practice?
That's good.
It's good practice. Sarah, do you agree?
Yes. Yes. It's like the nature of the hair, but because it's the easiest way and we don't have time, so we need to use the hair dryer. And I know it's not.
Yes, because the heat damages your hair.
Yes. Yeah,
Okay, so
so
it gets dry quickly.
natural is good.
Yeah. Now the other problem I have, we're talking about problems, is my hair is very unruly. It has little curls at the end here on the sides, yeah, and it sort of curls out. Do you have any advice on that? Because I have a sort of a half round brush and I sort of twist it back into shape, but it's very unruly. This is a problem.
I have very straight hair. I don't know.
You're not helpful here.
Sarah, do you have any tips?
I think because it's short hair, so it's more, if it's longer, more, it will be like more straight. I think so.
So Sarah, choose your answer with care. You think I should grow my hair longer, yeah?
No,
Not
don't.
a good answer. It's bad enough that my wife protests. Okay, we'll leave that one there. All right.
But I do agree with Sarah. If it's a bit longer, then it was the it might not curl as much anymore.
Well, the only way is to find out if this theory is true. I'll have to try it myself, won't I?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you tell us if it worked or
I
not.
well, you see for yourselves, but okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Let's do the next one. Let's do a crazy question.
Finally.
Yes. How would you solve the problem of penguins wanting to live in the desert? You have a penguins, a lot of them, and they want to live in the desert. How would you solve the problem?
They want. So
They want
they
to.
like, yeah,
Yeah,
they want
so
to.
they
It's like
want
they
to,
have the
yes.
option.
Yes. So the penguins want to live in the desert.
Okay. I think they are not knowing the best for them. So if I had the choice, I will like build a dessert for them with that good heat temperature, so they don't, because if they all like spend, I will not say like a day, no, less than an hour, they will die, all of them. So it will be like a simulation for a desert. And they can't touch the sand. And they're now I'm doing what they are wishing for, but in the best way, because we know they are not doing the best for themselves.
Okay, how are you going to convince them to use the simulation?
They are very cute and nice. I will like give them they maybe more food, or I will like, yeah, I can do it actually. They are nice.
Okay, you'll bribe them the food. What do they eat? Do you know?
No, not really. What they are eating?
Fish.
I think fish, right? Yeah, the small
Yes.
fishes. Yes, the small fishes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy. I can give them a lot of fish.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, how are you going to convince the penguins they can't live in the desert?
Actually very difficult because you have to define what desert is, because everybody associates desert with sand, heat, somewhere in the Middle East, Northern Africa, the Sahara Desert.
Yes.
And what is this? This is basically barren land in a very hot climate. And thousands of years ago, deserts did not exist. They were places of with trees and fields and what have you. Now, if you take away the sand and the heat and replace it with ice and nothing else, it's a desert. It just looks different. So the penguins basically are stuck. They have no choice because it's not going to be any different except the color and the temperature. So why should I convince them or be convinced? Because it ain't any different.
So do you want to remove the sand and create ice blocks?
No. Now this leads me to my second answer.
Okay.
I remember, I think it might have actually been Saudi Arabia, in the 70s. They had this somewhat, let's put it this way, unusual plan of dragging icebergs from Antarctica all the way to Saudi Arabia to use the water to desalinate it and use it as drinking and but more as irrigation water. I vaguely remember something like that when I was a kid. So what you could do is, and because this is such an expensive undertaking, you could ask any penguins living in Antarctica who wish to experience the sandy desert of the Middle East to pay for this experience so they could sit on the icebergs and gradually be towed from south to north. And of course, penguins do not have any money as we know it, but they have fish. So they could actually take a stash of fish with them. And because moving an iceberg is not going to be something that is very quick, they could replenish the fish and maybe throw in a couple of tuna fish or a whale or something like that. Chuck it on the iceberg because icebergs are quite big and they are very deep. They could probably create some sort of storage facility underneath the surface. And then this would all be a very sort of like a, you know, a good deal, as Donald Trump would say it. You know, it's a win-win. You know, the icebergs can live in the not the icebergs, the penguins can live in the desert. They can experience that. Saudi Arabia gets some desalinized water for its irrigation purposes. And they get some fish thrown in as well to enhance their culinary requirements. So I don't actually see where the problem is. Yeah, I mean, it all works. Penguins happy, Population happy, fish, well, they draw the short straw, I suppose, because they get caught and eaten, but you can't have it all.
Okay.
I don't know if I actually answered your question. I might have got something wrong there, but that would be, it's a good story anyway.
A good story. Okay.
What about you? What about your answer to the, how would you convince a penguin to do this?
Well, from what I've seen, some penguin cartoon movies that I watch with my son.
Ah, so you have documentary evidence, yes?
Not that they want to live in the desert, but they actually enjoy the colder areas, obviously. And I think in one of them they actually traveled to, was it Brazil for a surfing competition? Yes,
Oh,
it's
never
called
thought.
Surf's Up. Surf's Up 1 and 2. There's two movies. So they travel to some kind of island where they go for a surfing competition. But not in one of these movies they actually try to go to the desert. And I think the reason for that is because they know it's too hot. So even these islands, these very beautiful paradise islands they go to, is very hot, but they do actually enjoy the shade. And if all of these penguins want to learn how to surf, they will need trees. They won't find trees in the
Mm-hmm.
desert. So I think it's going to be very easy to convince them to stay where they are, or maybe go to an island or just a beach close enough to the Arctic. So if they want to travel back, it's close, but just for an experience. So instead of going to the desert, maybe just going to a beach to feel the sand.
If I remember rightly, you actually have a type of penguin on some South African coasts, don't you?
We do, and sometimes they go into some part of Cape Town.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, they go
Do they?
for strolls between the houses, and but that's mostly because they are laying eggs. So they look for a place where they can build a nest, and the two partners will build a nest and lay the eggs, and then once the eggs are laying, they'll go back to
What
the
does
ocean.
the unsuspecting resident do when he's Saturday morning or Sunday morning out to mow his lawn and he trips over a penguin egg?
There was actually a documentary done on it where the residents, they actually take care of them. They make sure that they have food and water and so on until they go back to the ocean. So
Wow.
they do take care of them, and they try not to disturb the nests and everything else.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So they could just sort of take whatever road it is further west and try it out to go to Namibia, and it's a bit pretty dry there, isn't it? So,
Maybe it's.
how many roundabouts are there between Cape
I
Town
don't know.
and the border to Namibia?
I don't know. There's mostly straight roads there, so
Okay, so
no
that probably,
worries.
so okay, all right, just checking, you know.
Yes.
But I do apologize because I didn't actually answer your question correctly. Yeah.
And
But
that's okay. That's okay. So the next question. Something I hate very much is mosquitoes. And something I love is ice cream. Okay. But if you could invent a way to stop mosquito bites, Or would you invent a way to stop brain freeze? What would you do? You can't do both. You have to either do mosquito bites or brain freeze. So which one would you invent?
I would choose the mosquito bites to stop the mosquito bites because so that when I don't like ice cream a lot, but we can handle it because it's for like less than a second. But this bites, no, it's like sometimes the effect for a day or two. And when are we are sleeping, it's like I don't know how they can enter the blanket and also the pajama and then bites and like it will so we woke up at some days actually when we when I have it even the sound I can't handle the sound so I spent like hours with my phone flash trying to find where is it this mosquito so that can I catch it. So it's like an endless painful, an endless pain. It's very painful, actually. So yes, I would like to chill, like bite something to solve this problem.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
If you could invent a way or find a way to stop mosquito bites, or the other option is brain freeze from ice cream.
The reason I'm balking at this is because I've just had a fantastic, well, I don't know if it's a fantastic observation, but I've just had an observation. It's summer here, and I have not heard one mosquito this summer.
Do you usually have mosquitoes?
Not in huge quantities, but the pss at 3 o'clock in the morning has been known to irritate me. If it's not a cat, it's a bloody mosquito. But seriously, I think this is the first summer where it has been mosquito free.
I'm moving to France. Sarah,
I
are you
think
coming
the
with?
mosquitoes cannot. Yes, they can't actually handle when it's very heat. So the summer, so for example, now it's summer. So if it's like the sun is very strong, so they cannot live. So like we face it in a whole year for a month, maybe. Month and a half, not more than 2 months. So it's when the weather not that hot, but it's not very cold. After that, they are disappearing. In my city, I don't know, maybe other city when they have like some rivers or lake, they may because they like water. So
Yes.
maybe they are there. Yes.
That could actually be a case in point because I'm about 20 kilometers from a major river, and I think 20 kilometers for a mosquito is quite a distance to fly in one lifetime.
And you had a very dry summer in the beginning of the summer. Summer was very dry.
Yes, June was very dry, July was very wet, and August is very sort of in between. And we're in the northeastern corner, not in the southwest, where it's explosively dry. So actually, I can't really answer your question about stopping mosquito bites because they have sort of decided to buzz off elsewhere. So I'm basically left with brain freeze. And since I like ice cream, I'm not even going to go down that road. So you figure that one out yourself.
Well, I don't want to take the ice cream away. I just want to stop the brain freeze.
Or you could either move the brain out, or you could eat less ice cream. I mean, Fruit Loop, Fruit Loop.
Yes.
You are entering summer.
Yes.
Your dietary requirements,
Yes.
are you going to suffer this coming summer because ice cream could be on your taboo
It's on
list?
my, yes, it
So maybe you should come to France for two reasons. A, it'll be winter, and B, there definitely will not be any mosquitoes. So
Yes.
why don't you just sort of pack your stuff and head north this way? It's only 9,000
Good
kilometers.
idea.
Set up camp here, and you'll be freezing. You'll be freezing your whatsoits off because it'll be so cold for you. And they're projecting a very brutal winter.
Dear.
Minus 10, minus 15, minus 20 degrees. That should you get brain freeze, but not from ice cream. We have things. We have.
The brain is the only thing that's going to freeze.
We have things called hats, and mulled wine, so
Nice.
that kind of works. So you have to come to France. It's
I
paradise.
don't like the cold.
We provide central heating inside, you know. Yeah.
Okay, inside is better.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, so the brain freeze is not what worries me. Maybe for my son a little bit, but the mosquitoes, oh dear.
You have the bad, yeah.
Yes, and we live 3 kilometers away from a river, if it's that far. So we have quite a lot of mosquitoes.
But I mean, you should have some sort of repellent. I mean, seriously, you should have some
Yes, we
sort of
do.
repellent, some sprays.
Yes.
And the Japanese have this sort of really intense, they're called katorizenkos. They're sort of round spiral thingies, and they smell like, I like the smell actually, but mosquitoes do not. In fact, lots of
Yes.
insects do not. And then sort of sitting
Yes.
outside in the evening, having one of these things burning and sort of getting high because the smell is sort of like almost zen-like.
The fumes and
Fumes, and then it's all very silent because the mozzies have decided to up sticks and head elsewhere.
yes. We also have them. They sell them in the supermarket. So the one name that we always buy is Doom. So we'll send the mosquitoes to their doom.
May I introduce you to the president of the Save the Mosquito Association, please? Because you are being cruel to animals.
Well,
They
there's
have
a lady I follow. There's a lady I follow on Instagram. She breeds with mosquitoes, and then she puts her arm into this glass container to actually feed them. And they bite her all over. Her whole arm turns red because she has a gazillion mosquitoes biting her and sucking her blood. She's a scientist or something.
Really?
Yes.
Can you send me her thing? I'd like to see it.
Okay. So she's, I think the main reason why she has them is actually to find a cure for, to study them, first of all, to see how they can transfer different viruses to humans, like malaria, and why some mosquitoes can transfer the virus and why others can't.
What she does, what people do for science, eh? That she
Yes.
is actually quite prepared to get herself bitten, her arm half bitten to death
Yes.
because, all right, well, not me.
No, me neither. I'm out.
Sarah, would you do this if you could?
To
No.
do what?
To feed the mosquitoes. So let the
No,
mosquitoes
I
bite you.
like the woman that you're talking now for sure. Why?
Exactly why?
And one thing they are like, I hate it a lot. So when they are just finished feeding from me, they become like they cannot fly for like high. They just fly. So it's easy to kill them actually. But yes, because they are very full after this all this blood. I feel like wasting to my blood, but they deserve that.
They
All
deserve
Yes.
it. Okay. This is going to be interesting. If you could create a type of machine to convert an angry person into something, what would that something be? And why? If your machine could convert an angry person into something, anything, change them into something, what would you choose and why?
Can we sort of put in a couple of caveats here? Is this on a permanent basis or on a temporary basis?
I would like to say permanent, but let's do it temporarily.
We have an option instead of like two settings, permanent or
Okay, maybe an option. Permanent or temporary.
okay. Wow. It's well, yeah, okay, permanent is permanent. Sarah, you go first. I need to think about this one.
Okay, there's two options. So, on all of it, it's temper, not permanent, actually. They so I had a manager for a time, and he's like, I don't know, he like become angry easily, and it's not like with no sense, so he starts shouting and yelling and this kind of things. So I want to torture him. So I want him to like, he cannot move his hand, in the same time he cannot open his mouth. So like he like kept his anger inside him until he's like explode. But this is only for my manager. And
Ah,
other
okay.
people, they yes. No, it's like something very soft and nice. And other people, I will say, just if they are like start, they're angry and start to yelling, I will say like they are sing. So I will hear it as a song and a nice, very nice song. I
Okay.
will not change the nature. They will be still a people.
Okay. Aren't you tempted to change them into cows or maybe a dog, maybe a mosquito? You can whack the mosquito.
No. So I can kill them? No.
Maybe after you kill them, maybe they turn back into a human.
No, it's not. So I think they all sing, like become a singer, it's better. So that at least I have something nice.
Nice to listen to.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What would you turn them into?
I was balking at first because Sarah kept saying he, and I was wondering why are we just aiming at males, but then you said it was your manager, so okay.
Yeah, it's my manager.
I suppose it really would depend who this person is and what relationship I have with this person. And let's leave that one there. I think sort of in this modern age and modern possibilities, I would probably, again, it depends who the person is, but I would probably do it on a permanent basis and I would turn them into a robot. Because if they still continue to annoy me, I can at least just pull the plug out and of the socket, and they're just not doing anything except standing in the way. But if I need something done, then I could program this robot to do what I want it to do, and it would make my life simpler. There are instances of people in Japan who have relationships with robots, to the point of actually that these relationships being somehow also very intimate. Now, I don't want to go down that road, but sort of having a relationship, you can talk to a cat and it just says nothing in return. You talk to a mosquito, it'll just bite you because that's all it knows. But the robot, it might actually annoy you, but you might also be able to have a half decent conversation with it if there are no other intelligent human beings within sort of reaching distance. So maybe a robot would be the easy way out of this one.
Okay.
If it were a family member, then I don't think I would do anything. I would have to go away for a long time, maybe, or make myself scarce, cool down, come back, try
But you are
again.
not the angry one, they are the angry one.
Yeah, but if I can't cure the anger,
Okay.
then I have to help myself. So maybe it's then they have to deal with their anger and the, by themselves. And if I can't help them, then somebody else will have to. But I need to protect my. I'm going to be very selfish here. I have to protect my own interests,
Yes.
for the sake of protecting everybody else's interests here. So,
Yes.
I would go away, but otherwise I would say, wave a magic wand and say, you are now a robot, and you do as I say, and you
Yes.
cannot be angry because at least at this point, you do not, excuse me, you do not have emotions. I think that would be perfect.
Yes.
What about you?
Kittens.
You'd have kittens.
I would change them into kittens. Cute and cuddly and maybe a little bit feisty, but they can't scare me anymore. They can't scream and shout.
Kittens have this habit of growing. Or would they be in a permanent kitten state?
Yes, they'll be in a permanent kitten state. I think so. But if they grow, I will find them a forever loving home. Oh, you'll steal them from me. Okay.
I'd save yourself the trouble. Just look. If you don't want any, if you don't want any of any humans in your life, you need to just send them off to Sahara. I will send you to the desert like the penguins.
Turn you into kitten and post you to the desert.
Okay. That's actually a nicer version.
Think if that was possible, there would be a lot of kittens in the
Are you that? Oh, I see. So there are a lot of angry people in this planet, yeah?
world. Yes, there's a lot of angry people.
We were talking about cat food last week. I mean, who would make all this cat food for these kittens?
Whiskers are, they will be a multi-billion dollar company.
More than they already are, yeah.
Yes. Maybe the cats will take over the world then.
Well, they would have taken over this house. So, would you like to know what it's like to live under the rule of cats?
Not yet, no.
Okay. We shall. Oh, speaking of cats, has Sarah been told of her good fortune? 200 points.
Yes, I did told you did tell you about your haiku badge.
Yes,
Okay,
I think I received an email. Yes.
yeah, okay.
Okay. So we can receive a notification.
Okay, sorry, I'm thinking, cats stuck in his
The
treehouse haiku.
connection.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Because the boss asked. No. Because there is a picture of cat in the haiku.
Exactly,
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, yes.
the cat's name is T. That's why it's called the best T badge.
Yes.
I gave the cat a name.
It's a cat.
Even though he's just the Okay, let's do one last problem. If plants started talking, suddenly plants learned how to talk, what would they complain about?
So I have a new plant in my office.
Okay.
So I don't know how to deal with it. I just kept ask ChatGPT and send pictures to ChatGPT to know what's happened to my plant because it's turned to yellow sometimes and other times brown. So I change it where is the, so I change it to near to the sun, even if it's like I think this kind of plant doesn't need a lot of sun, but I don't have other option. But I feel like the new place is a lot of negative energy because then the way that near to this plant, so I think it will take to me to change the place and she like this it's rather to die near to me with all this positive energy and not near to this employee.
Okay. So what would the plant complain about? About the positive or the negative or too much
About the
sun, too little
negative.
sun?
So, like, this plant actually facing the sun a lot, and I changed that because I think some days often some of the like this leaves burn because of the sun. But we can, me and this plant, deal with the situation by like changing the angle day after day. But we cannot change the people around this plant. Yes.
Unless
And I
you take
know.
the plant home.
No, why don't you, I want something life near to me in this room.
Okay.
We narrowing plants down in particular things, or are you giving us the full spectrum?
Free reign.
Can
Plants, trees.
you imagine what a 300 or 400 year old tree would say? Oh my, it hurts so much, and I've got arthritis in my branches. I can't move. And what are those funny little green things there? They're sort of, they wave around and they create a lot of turbulence. Can't these kids keep quiet? I mean, I just want to be here in peace and quiet and watch the stupidity of mankind as they destroy everything and they don't want to learn. Oh my back, God, it hurts so much, something like that.
Okay. Do you think this tree will ask you to cut it down so it can finally die in peace?
Is it suicidal? No. Have you ever spoken with a su I mean, I seriously, I have. I kid you not. We had a thunderstorm a couple of days ago, and there's a mirabelle tree, which is sort of like a between a cherry and a plum. And it's dry as anything, and it a branch just cracked down. I mean, I suppose it's beyond repair, so maybe it would. You just like in these warm films, the most humane thing you can do is kill the person because it's just no way of saving him. So I think this. But I'm not hearing anything. This tree hasn't actually learned to speak with me yet. Yeah. So,
Not yet. Okay.
but the interesting thing is, we are not responsible for the garden. It's church property. So the village gardener does it. And this branch, I mean, there's no autopsy. There's no post-mortem. There's no wake. There's nothing. This branch is sort of rotting away, sort of hanging on for dear life. I mean, it's not even amputated properly. It's hanging on for dear life. And is anybody interested in rescuing this poor tree? I mean, half the village drives past. Yeah. And
You live next to it. Are you going to do something about it?
well, it's not my responsibility, and I don't have the tools for it. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hurt the poor thing more than it is already suffering. I mean, it's sort of like, I have no medical experience whatsoever. They're asking me to perform open heart surgery. I mean, it's just not fair on the thing. Yeah. No, but I am actually seriously amazed that this poor tree is sort of groaning. Ugh, it hurts. Why can't anybody, Phantom pain. I hate it so much. And I've got this, it looks aesthetically ugly. Look, can't anybody get rid of this thing here? I mean, just nobody hears it. This is how stupid we are as human beings. Yeah. We can't hear trees grown
Or plants.
or plants. How's
Yes.
your Venus flytrap? You hang on.
Oh, it's growing new leaves.
Oh, and your funny one that goes sort of has fits of hysteria every now and then.
Oh, the lilies, the
The
peace
lily,
lilies.
yeah,
They
she's
are
good.
hanging in there.
They're hanging in there, yeah.
Yes, she is the big one. She also has some beautiful new leaves. The smaller one, I don't know, still small. I don't know what's going on with her. She's not very happy, but she's alive.
But I mean, it's interesting that I know it's a crazy question, but plants, seriously, plants actually do talk to us, but not in the way we think they do. But
Yes.
they sort of are beautiful. They produce beautiful blossoms, and they look very pretty, and they do a lot of things. So in their own way, they do actually communicate with us. It's just very, very different. We have to learn this and to see it. Yeah.
Just reminds me of these flowers. My son, they are a little bit, they look
Oh.
like this. So he got them in the garden, and actually, when they bloom, it tells us that rain will come soon.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. I don't know what it's called. My mom knows the name. I don't know. But whenever there's flowers, then it tells us that we will have some rain.
Does your son have the water and sanitation minister on speed dial? Because maybe he would like to send a text to her and say, "Look, come to where my mother lives, because if you perform a rain dance there, then it'll be worried. We have, plants coming out showing us, and if you do your rain dance, I mean, nothing can go wrong. I mean, it's just, who needs the weather forecast?
Yes.
Sanitation minister and those plants, and it's guaranteed a success." Yeah.
Probably.
Voila.
Yes. Sarah, I'm going to send you a link to that video of our water and sanitation minister. I can't pronounce her name, but she did a rain dance and made everyone clap their hands, and she can't even pronounce thunder. She says thunder. So that was quite funny.
Can you say that again?
No. It's on the recording.
Which I might get one day before the end of my
You
life.
will, you will.
What do you want me to do with it?
Create a transcript.
Transcript. Okay.
I need to learn how to do that, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. Rome wasn't built in
Yes.
one day. We need to do a lot of other
Yes.
things first. Anyway.
Yes. No, we can do the recording so that I can send it to Sarah. We need to post it on the Voice Pavilion so that we can listen to ourselves.
And in some distant galaxy in the future, 10,000 years from now, they'll hear our recording and say, God, they were strange then, weren't they?
Yes, 300-year-old tree.
This listening to us.
Yes, listening to us.
Oh, my back.
We'll complain about his ears.
Yes.
Okay, Frank, you have the last word.
Why me? Why not Sarah?
Okay, Sarah, you have the last word.
Well
Well.
said. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I hope that we solve a very critical problems in the good way and shape, and I would like to someone to hear it and maybe try to implement some of this solution because it's smart and clever. And thank you all, and have like it's almost the end of the day, right? So good night.
It's time for bed.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, so I'm not going to keep you up any longer. Thank you for joining us, Sarah. Frank,
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mayor, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for
And
having us.
then it's my pleasure. Thank you for answering my silly questions, and a little bit of seriousness in the start, but I hope you had fun. I did. And then I'll see you again next time.
We look forward
Thank
to it.
you.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
all. Bye bye.
Good night. Bye bye.